You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, about a week to go before the regular season gets going. I know this is the time of the year people really start to look forward to opening day, and I know the home opener for the Rays is a sellout, so people down in Tampa Bay, the area, certainly excited as well. Are you pretty much ready for the regular season at this point?
I'm ready to go. you get kind of tired of just watching the games that don't count, and it'll be fun to report on, live action that really does mean something.
I know the team obviously last week went down to Cuba and came back. Was it a positive experience all around for this Rays team?
Totally. I think the main thing was just their getting to see the passion for baseball. It probably, not that they weren't passionate before on the Rays, but I think maybe, that probably helped rekindle it a little bit with most of them.
For the most part, the Rays have gotten through this spring training without too many big injuries or anything like that, except, obviously, Brad Boxberger. Bad news that he'll be out for probably 8 weeks. The surgery's over with. He's started his rehab. Does he feel good right now about the timetable and everything as far as him getting back?
Everything I've heard so far, he's not had any setbacks, and that the 8 weeks was a pretty realistic timetable for him to return. So, it's unfortunate, but based on where they were this time last year, it's not a lot to deal with.
Right, exactly. And obviously, they did end up trading Jake McGee, so there's no obvious guy to plug into that closer role, but there are some different options. You have Alex Colome, Danny Farquhar, Xavier Cedeno. Those seem like the three guys that pop into my head. As you go through those, does one of those guys make more sense than the others?
Yeah, I think Colome is the guy. I don't know if they'll ever come out and announce it or not, but he's very strong. He recovers well. He's got a real nice fastball cutter/slider thing that he likes to work that seems to play well. So I'd be very surprised if he was not the guy. And Xavier Cedeno, they like to kind of save him for matchups. So I'm looking for Colome all the way right now.
And he seems to have the best closer stuff as well. Is there a scenario where maybe it's more of a committee, at least for these first couple months, or is that something the Rays are against doing?
I don't think they're against it, but I think they'll, take Colome for a spin and see how it does before they go that way, even though they're not declaring that. But some of their actions kind of look like that's the route they're going right now.
All right. Other decisions this team has to get made during this final week is obviously the catcher spot, because throughout the spring, Rene Rivera, Kirk Casale, and Hank Conger have all kind of been in that mix. And to be honest, they've all had pretty good springs, right? I mean, they've kind of made this hard on the Rays as far as making this call.
Yeah, and in particular, what you notice with Conger is the offense. I saw him hit a home run, I guess it was yesterday, isn't it? Maybe it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday in an inter-squad game off Jamie Schultz, who's, one of the well-thought-of prospects for the Rays. And his offense is kind of hard to ignore. And Cash said yesterday that, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that they did keep three catchers.
Obviously, sometimes early in the season, early in April, you only really need four starters. Would that be a help to that, the fact that maybe you don't need that fifth starter, you can carry the extra catcher?
You know what? It could be. At this time of year, with every roster, everybody plays all kinds of little games to try and hold on to guys. And, if they got a trade they want to make. And it's really kind of, there is a little more maneuverability, I think, because of the off days. So it should be interesting to see. I know Cash told us yesterday that he hopes to have everything in place by Friday. And part of that is because Friday they've got a split squad situation where they play in Orlando against the Braves and Lakeland against the Tigers. And, you like to call the guys in and tell them your intentions before, things are flanged up. And, that's really pretty much it, because then they have the off day on Friday and then on Saturday, and then they open on Sunday.
Right. Now, whether they go with the two catchers or the three catchers, is Kurt Casale set as far as being the starter and the guy who's going to get the most of the starts behind home?
I can't say definitely, but that's the way it looks to me based on last year and kind of what they said in the offseason. I'd be surprised if he was not.
The other decision is still James Loney, and I think we've talked about this on maybe half, maybe more of these podcasts over the course of the offseason and spring training, Bill. But there's still a scenario. I mean, does he get traded? Does somebody else get traded to help out find a role for him? Do they just release him? That seems like something the Rays aren't likely to do. What's the most likely scenario for James Loney as we get closer to opening day?
I think it's more and more looking like he's going to be with the team somehow. But, you know, when you say that, then you try and look at the roster and try to figure out how do they do that. You know, it gives you, brain freeze. So I'll be certainly interested to see how things transpire the next 2 or 3 days.
One thing the team has decided upon is who's going to be in that leadoff spot, and it's Logan Forsyth. And that seems like a good pick. The year he had a year ago and the way he can swing the bat in different ways, he seems like I don't want to say a no-brainer because they have so many different movable parts, but you got to start the lineup somewhere, and it seems like Logan Forsyth is a good person to start it with.
One thing I like about it is he hits right-handed, and of course, Cass says one of the things he likes about it is he gets one of his better hitters, 75 more at-bats during the season. But I think if he can, root down in that position, you're not going to have to change him out as much like you do a lot of times with left-handers going against left-handed pitching. So, he's about as steady as anybody on the team, and I think that's a good way to start the game. And he's had some success doing that this spring.
He certainly has. All right, so it's bold prediction time, Bill, and I know you've come up with three bold predictions for this 2016 Tampa Bay Rays Club. Let's go through them one at a time, and you can tell me how each prediction has the best chance of, I guess, coming about. But bold prediction number one, Chris Archer will win the American League Cy Young Award. Doesn't seem at all out of the question, but obviously only one guy wins that award.
Yeah, and when we say bold, that one might not be, going way out there. But when you look at what he did last year, he had maybe four bad outings. If you took those out of there, I mean, he's in the Cy Young conversation, and he was a little bit anyway. But his ERA drops almost a whole run. He really seems to embrace being the leader of the staff. He works as hard as anybody. He does everything you could possibly do to, get more out of himself. The stuff is, everybody talks about how good the stuff is. So I think he's a good, a good solid pick.
Bold prediction number two is that Evan Longoria will win the Comeback Player of the Year award. And Longoria is a guy that seems primed to do that. He's certainly still young enough that you think he could get back to the numbers that he had a few years ago. What needs to go right for Longoria?
Well, first off, we call it bold, and he really didn't have a bad year last year. It was not a Longoria-type year, or what we were used to seeing from Longoria 2 or 3 years ago. But I think, the great unspoken thing in the clubhouse is that, he has not had the protection over the years to really help him see some good pitches. I think with the quality of the lineup improving, I think you're going to see Longoria get better pitching and I think that's going to translate to better numbers. Now, whether or not they were, that's regarded as him coming back from way out of, left field, because his numbers, like I say, were not that bad, but I think he could actually have a really good season.
And you mentioned it, you talk about down years, but the last 2 years, 2014, 22 homers, a .253 average, and 91 RBIs, and then last year, 21 homers. He hit .270 with 73 RBIs. Certainly there's a lot of players out there that would take those numbers, but people got spoiled a little bit with what Evan Longoria did earlier in his career. All right, your final bold prediction, Bill. The Rays will go to the playoffs, and I think if Archer wins the Cy Young and Longoria wins Comeback Player of the Year, the Rays have a pretty good shot to get to October.
Well, the one thing I kind of was a little bit reluctant making this one was the fact that I think you might get a little bit of a false security about the fact that they won 80 games last year. I think they overachieved to get to 80 last year. And sometimes I think people feel like, oh, well, we won 80 games and all these guys get injured. But a lot of people came through to get to 80. So 80 was quite an accomplishment. I do think they can get to the playoffs. They win 88. But based on the way the division has improved, you know, it's going to be a struggle. And certainly they're going to have to stay healthy. And they would really help if Archer and Longoria come through. But I tell you, probably the thing I've been most impressed by, or the player I've been most impressed by all spring, has been Drew Smyly. And I think that's going to be a really dynamite 1-2 punch. You know, Smyly and, or Archer and then Smyly. And then you come back with Odorizzi and more. So, but Smyly, you know, he's deceptive and the ball gets on the hitters quickly. He's done really well since he's been with the Rays every time he's pitched almost. Only he was injured some last year.
Yeah, that rotation on paper certainly looks like one of the best in all of baseball. This has been MLB.com Extra, Rays Edition. Thanks, Bill Chastain, for your time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.